You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
So many questions, so little time. Bob, how do you think the C.D. Lamb, George Pickens duo works out in Dallas?
You know, again, I think they're in it because Jerry Jones is getting up there in age. I think he wants to win a Super Bowl, and he sees these guys as reasons that they can get there. Dak Prescott, they gave a lot of money to. C.D. Lamb, they gave a lot of money to. They need to sign Micah Parsons, and they probably will. But they need somebody to compliment him. They had the same problem last year as the Steelers did. So they went after it, and we'll see what it takes them. But I would doubt they give him a contract before he plays this season out, would you? Or do you think they would sign him, knowing he could become a free or franchise him at the end of it? One of those
options.
Well,
the Cowboys are capable of anything. They've had less playoff success than the Steelers. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, the Cowboys did win a playoff game in the last 8 years. Sorry, mistake there. Gabe Davis is on the open market suddenly,
yeah,
Bob.
So Jacksonville released him. He had a Buffalo good streak there, including a playoff game, right, in Kansas City where he just tore them apart. But then after that, everything fell apart.
Well, the Jags signed him to a three-year deal worth $39 million. That was a little over a year ago. And he's just not that good, you know. But they're going to absorb a $20.3 million cap hit. So this guy's out there for probably a very good price. I just think Josh Allen made him who he was. He drops a lot of passes. He just isn't that good, Bob. I don't know what else to say. Having seen his whole career, he did have some big moments in Buffalo, but they seem to be Josh Allen-created moments more than anything. I don't know that Mason Rudolph is going to bring the same out of him, or even an ancient Aaron Rodgers. Would you sign him, though? Would you?
I would make him play. I'd have the same thought that I have with him as a Steeler. I'd make him play, have a big year, and then we'll talk.
Wonder Twin, what's your take on this whole thing?
I think George Pickens is a top five wide receiver in terms of all total talent, but it was time. They needed to move on from him. The timing of it now is a little surprising to me. Maybe it's because of what Bob alluded to. Jerry Jones is finally ponying up the pick just because he wants to win a Super Bowl and he's starting to get a little bit desperate, but sometimes things just pile up and the problems continue to ensue and you reach a breaking point. And I feel like that's where Tomlin and Omar Khan are with Pickens. I wanted them to trade him. I was hoping they'd get a second, but a third-round pick for Dallas, which I think the Cowboys are going to be kind of bad this year, that's a decent pick. I'm good with it.
Yeah, again, the timing, I don't know. To me, it's not that curious because the Cowboys, everybody knew they were in the market for a receiver. They thought they were going to draft one, and they didn't. They didn't draft a guy. Now, of course, the Steelers didn't
right.
either.
That's why it's curious to me. If they knew that at some point this was going to get done, they would have drafted somebody else.
But they clearly believe, I think, that this is a classic case of addition by subtraction, and I agree with them. I do give them credit for moving on. And I wonder if you were a fly on the wall, a little limits on the wall.
Limits on the wall.
Over at on the south side, if this would have been Mike Tomlin's idea? If there weren't other forces at play, would Mike Tomlin have made this trade of his own volition?
But I really do wonder then, why did they not draft a wide receiver in the third or fourth round? And that's kind of what I thought with Abuka.
Like, because they did last year? Because they have DK Metcalf, who they've committed, although he probably won't see all of it, $150 million. They signed a veteran in Robert Woods, and they think that Calvin Austin took a step forward. I'm not saying I love the room, but I think I'm trying to get inside their heads.
Well, a side note to me of what this also must say, they must really still love Roman Wilson. I mean, they have to, because this is a second consecutive year where the wide receiver room is very similar, unless they make another move. Robert Woods, similar type of addition as Van Jefferson. DK Metcalf, George Pickens parallels. So if Roman Wilson can take that next step, like maybe they thought last year.
Well, that's a good point. Like, Bob, what if I told you that everything is as is, they just traded Pickens, and they drafted Roman Wilson in the third round this year? Would you feel differently about it?
No, only because I saw, you know, Roman Wilson get injured, and then when he came back, there were reports that he was not keeping up to speed with the playbook development and all that kind of. So I still think they know now, more so than they knew then when they drafted him, that maybe they need more than just him. Maybe he's not what they think. I don't know.
So they blew another draft
pick. Well, we'll see.
I mean, if you told me they took Roman Wilson in the third round this year, or took a receiver that they were high on in the third, he's basically, you know, unused so far. We know nothing
right
about him.
Same as Troy Fautanu. You're expecting something, you may not get it. Same as Broderick Jones.
Well, you better be right about your draft picks, I
understand, I
would say.
That. But in the past, those things have not worked exactly the way. That's why I thought, we were talking about this, if they had drafted another wide receiver in this year's draft, then I would have expected at some point a pick and trade. Because they didn't, change my opinion on that. But I still think it means something else is coming, so stay tuned.
See, do you agree with that? I don't, actually. I think they think they're set.
I'm even saying a free agent or a trade. One of the two will happen.
For something significant, or Robert Woods the second?
Well, no, a better.
Or Van Jefferson.
Better than that.
You might be right, but I don't agree with that.
I think
limits
in the middle. Like, they're not going to trade for somebody that's the level of talent as Metcalf or Pickens.
Oh, no, I'm not suggesting that. But there's somebody out there that they could pluck away from somebody's roster, I bet. At least maybe they think they know they have that.
Maybe Lazard. Maybe you're right if they get Rodgers. He had 6 touchdowns last year. Maybe they think he's good.
That's more than George Pickens had.
I mean, will an Arthur Smith offense take complete advantage of 2-star receivers? He couldn't take complete advantage of 1.
I think they have to take advantage of it.
I think whoever
coach is supposed to be, you build around the talent you have and you game plan around the talent you have, right?
I mean, if you go into a game throwing the ball to DK Metcalf, Freiermuth, Warren, Johnson, Gainwell out of the backfield, Calvin Austin, who I thought took a step last year, and you have a third round pick that you must think is still good, is that not enough weapons to win?
You're one injury away from being, as I keep saying, naked. The production from George or from DK Metcalf is obvious. They went out, they got him. That's a 5-year deal, so he's going to be around. But if he should get injured, then what do you have?
Well, that's every team,
none,
almost.
But you could have layers of protection too, and they had it with George Pickens, is what I'm saying.
They also had a problem.
Yeah,
with
they
George
did.
Pickens.
Of course, they had a problem, but
a big problem.
But they had a talent potential there. Again, I was banking on the fact that at some point he would mature. I was banking
How
on
could you
one year
because one bank on that based on everything
because
we've seen.
1 year money dangling carrot out there. Here you go. You
that
go
George was going
money.
To see the light now.
Well, I mean, if he's not, then he's stupid beyond being a bad problem to have. You have to understand where you are. And if you can't, I thought based on the fact that they did not draft a wide receiver, they were banking on that. And in their exit plan would have been after week 10, they could trade him.
He never seemed to understand where he was, whether it was, hey, I'm near the goal line, maybe I should block, or, hey, we're near the goal line,
well,
maybe I should run
the
a
line,
route.
When money's on the line, potentially that could have changed someone. At least it should have. It should ring true in his head that if I don't put up numbers, I'm not going to get paid. This is my one chance to get paid. To me, money always. Look at Brandon Ayuk. Brandon Ayuk got paid, got hurt. I know he got hurt, but to me, he wasn't worth, you know, they gave him all the money. Then things change. I would rather have somebody playing for money. And at that point, if you don't want to pay it, you don't pay it. You walk away from it. You get a compensatory pick and move on. That's all. That's the way I would have viewed this.
I would have viewed it like this guy's detrimental to winning, and we're getting ready for an implosion here. And the idea that George Pickens would suddenly perk up, would suddenly grow up, would handle his situation maturely is crazy to me.
Well, I will liken it, even though it's not the same, because Najee Harris was not George Pickens. He was not a destructive potential force. What he was, though, playing on his last year, he knew he had to put up. That's it, and he did.
Two completely different guys.
I understand that, but the point
the
point with me is money. Money talks. When you have money on the line, if you can't grow up to understand that, then there's something wrong with you beyond what we already know.
Did Martavis Bryant understand that?
But he was smoking stuff and getting out of...
Did Chase Claypool understand that?
Well, he's another guy who has something. There's something not there with Chase
Claypool. The notion that...
Well, he wasn't in the final year of a contract either. I'm talking about a guy in the final year of a contract who has to put up to get the money he wants. Okay, and if he knew that $150 million goes to DK Metcalf, there may not be any for me here, but there's a whole league out there that is waiting for me to show you that I'm going to have 12 touchdown receptions, 1,500 yards, and I'm worth every penny that you want to pay me. That's the only way out. And if he can't understand that, then just get out. Go start doing something else.
And the smart money would have been he can or can't understand that.
I thought that he would have understood it. If you can't understand then what are you doing? I mean,
that's the question. Why don't we play Todd, our friend? Isn't that always the question with George Pickens?
What you doing?
Exactly, Bob. That's always the question with this guy. What the hell are you doing?
I totally understand. But again, the logical thing to do is to put up a good year.
Right. And George Pickens
and the same
George
thing Pickens happens down in Dallas now.
Yeah.
He has to go there and do the same exact thing.
And what if he does?
And what if the Steelers struggle because they don't have him and he does?
First of all, it doesn't mean he would have done it here. I don't know.
He wouldn't have.
I don't know what. Well, 3 years tell you about his implosions.
Okay, but this again is a money year.
Time.
I'm just saying money year. I want guys motivated to play because of money if that's the case.
I'd love that too. He wasn't a good bet in my opinion.
Maybe not, but
based on everything he had done here. He can't even show up on time for a game, Bob.
Joe, I understand all of that. But I also know that when it comes right down to it, when you have so much at risk, maybe that's the only time that you see a different George Pickens.
Maybe. I mean, you might be right about that, but I ain't making that bet, and I credit them for
that. But you better bet that they have something else going here, because if Metcalf gets injured, you really don't have a lot going on with an aging quarterback who needs weapons.
Yeah. I mean, if T.J. Watt gets hurt, they're going to be in trouble, too. If Cam Hayward gets hurt.
They have a little bit of insulation there, but you're on the inside, you got to have depth. It's hard to have depth. But at the wide receiving position, if you're trying to bring in a 41-year-old quarterback in his last go-round, you better have wide receiving depth.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Limits, who's next?
Let's go to Rowdy in the car. I don't think Telez, but he wants to talk
Rowdy.
About George Pickens.
He might be Rowdy in his car.
You still bitter about not getting that bonus last year, Rowdy? How are you?
Yeah, that sucked. Anyway, Joe, you're by far my favorite fan guy that there is.
But?
Anyways.
Okay. I thought there was a but coming,
no,
Bob.
He loves you. That's good.
You're the best. So I was trying to bring, I'm out here to bring attention back to Tomlin and that this is all his fault. Like you pointed out, the offense always has to be his scheme. The defense always has to be his scheme. He made all those draft picks in, what year did you say, 22. He's probably making all the draft picks now. The same thing for the Pickens situation. He babied Pickens. He sent Pickens the message, it doesn't matter what you do, I'll still love you. And then he woke up one day and decided, I can't deal with this, insert expletive here, guy anymore, so I need to get rid of him.
Okay.
That may have been the way it went, or maybe somebody else above him decided, Mike, this didn't work, so as much as you might want to keep George Pickens, we're getting rid of him. But yeah, as far as the enabling goes, I mean, right after Pickens got drafted, Tomlin was extremely almost combative about the idea that there were red flags about Pickens. He didn't like that. He resented that, he said. When Pickens piped up in the 12th game of his career, he thought he was entitled enough to start yelling for the ball on the sidelines. Tomlin defended him after that game. When Tim Benz asked Tomlin, yeah, was he late to that Christmas Day game against the Chiefs? Tomlin couldn't even bring himself to say yes, said he forgot, didn't remember what happened that day. When Pickens, let's see here, I have them all categorized. Oh, when Tomlin benched him against the Cowboys this year, he couldn't even bring himself to admit that he benched him. Said it was load management.
Snap management.
It was a continuation of exactly what that scout said going into the draft. Pickens has been enabled his whole life, including 3 years with the Steelers, I would add, by one person, and that's Mike Tomlin. Because Mike Tomlin, I understand this thought, because it worked for a while with Antonio Brown, letting him do whatever he wanted, having him go by a separate set of rules. He believes that when you enable talent like that, you're going to get the most out of it. But in this case, there were diminishing returns, and you can just look at last season. For an example of that, to go.
I mean, there's a long list. You've chronicled the list. I get it, but I also thought at some point money dictates all, and it's all about money. And if he is going to be motivated to make money, it was on him, and it still is only on him. When he goes to Dallas, he'll be motivated to make money. They're not. I believe they will not give him a deal right now. They're in the same boat. They're going to find out what he does, so he will be motivated. He should be motivated. If he's not motivated, then I said, get out of the game. Then if you're not motivated to understand, you're talking about maybe 20 million plus a year.
Yeah.
And that doesn't motivate you. It doesn't make you think. Do you have nobody in your family who can get to you? Come on.
Have they gotten to him yet? You had
his dad defending him again,
as well.
Because we're in the last year, it changes.
Maybe.
1 year left.
Maybe. I subscribe to the theory when somebody tells you who they are, believe it.
I do too. I totally agree. But I think in a money driven league like this, when you're talking about lottery type of money, you better figure it out. You better. And I think there's a part of them that thought he would do that. I don't know what's changed. And again, there are so many different ways you can go.
I don't think anything's changed. I think they've been looking to trade George Pickens since the end of the year, and they finally got the Cowboys to give him the price they wanted.
Well, a third round pick, I don't know. I just think that unless they have somebody else coming in here, I think you're going to regret not having a guy like that opposite of DK Metcalf. Just as I thought Van Jefferson opposite of George Pickens was something that was going to implode on them.
Listen to the Pomp and Joe show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry Contest. Run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. And the 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township. We'll just continue talking to folks about this. I mean, this was the lead story all over every sports show I watch in the morning. I got word, I don't know what it was, about 8:15. I slept in a little bit today, limits, which is 7:30 for me because I was up late watching the Warriors, living and dying with every shot. And I wake up to this, and my wife, I was downstairs, she was upstairs. She heard me yell out, "Wow!" She said, "What's going on?" I said, "That's it for George Pickens. He's headed to Dallas." Only the most dysfunctional franchise in the league. I think it'll go very well there.
Oh, it'll go very well, Joe. I'm sure of it.
It's going to go very well in Dallas for him. All right. 412-928-9370. The big boy, Mark Cabali. He thought that there was nothing cooking here with George Pickens, but well, it boiled over today. I want to hear what he has to say at 12:30. And everybody else out there, I'm sure, has an opinion. So let's talk about it coming up next on Pomp and Joe. Bob, in the meantime, let's go to the general. Jeff Patton, General Patton, we like to call him, from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. It's time for Starkey's Card of the Week. Your chance to win the Card of the Week comes to you by going to our website, 937thefan.com, the contesting page around noon between Wednesday and Friday. I'm going to take a wild guess here, General, and say you have a George Pickens card. Bob, do you have a guess? Maybe something else? Maybe a Steph Curry card?
No, we do Steph Curry too much. Let me think about, how about
Roman Wilson?
How about a TJ McConnell card, given the fact the Pacers are up two games to none, and he's very much contributing off the bench?
Holy horse milk. Limits?
I don't think we have a Megan McConnell card yet out in Phoenix. I'm going to say O'Neal Cruz with the way that he's tearing up the ball right now.
General, what do you got?
Gentlemen, good morning. I appreciate you having me on this exciting Wednesday. Wouldn't expect you to get this one because I'm going to do something a little different. We're celebrating our 35th anniversary this week at Baseball Card Castle, so
congrats.
I'm going to give you two cards. Thank you.
Let me guess. One of them is a horse racing card.
No, but I'm going to give you what they were talking about the day we opened, which I'm giving you a Mario Lemieux 7-Eleven rookie card, the very first appearance Mario ever had. In May 12, 1990, all people wanted to do was talk about Mario Lemieux as the Penguins were ascending towards their first Stanley Cup championship. And then we're going to bookend that with what everybody's talking about today. I got a George Pickens rookie jersey card, sending 14 out the door. He was a very, very interesting sales target, we'll say, over the last couple of years. He was in the love-hate case. People either loved him or hated him.
Now, is he tearing off the jersey in a sideline tirade, or what's he doing in the card?
No, this one was neatly cut up and assembled onto the card. And it was very hot at times. When 14 was playing the way he could, it was very hot. And then I will say most parents guided their kids away from buying 14. Mm. But we'll see what happens this coming year. So we're going with a Lemieux rookie 7-Eleven card and a George Pickens. I wanted it to be Donovan Mitchell, but they couldn't get a rebound on a free throw last night.
Oh, my God, what an ending. Thank you, General. You're a wonderful man, and congratulations on the anniversary.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
You guys have a good week. Thanks.
All right, see you, General.
What a nice man, Bob. Megan McConnell for the Phoenix Mercury last night got 10 minutes in, had a three-point play, an assist, and two steals. She's on the court with the likes of, well, Asia Wilson was playing for Las Vegas against Phoenix last night. Chelsea Gray, Jewel Lloyd, Jackie Young, Alyssa Thomas. She's on with all those players, Bob, trying to make it in the WNBA. That is awesome.
And it's something in their DNA. They just know how to play basketball no matter what level we're talking about, you know, and fit right in, it looked like to me. But TJ's on a good team. I did not see this coming. I thought the Cavaliers would have a six game series win.
I mean, it helps when your best players aren't playing.
No, I understand, but I'm just saying. I still thought Cleveland was going to be good enough to do this.
I thought
they still might
be 1-1. Yeah, they're just getting ravaged by injury.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A 3-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.